Capagitti Kumalo from his album San Bonan, and a beautiful, beautiful place in South African music, obviously, and that's where Bagiti Kumalo hails from, and he's now in the studio with us. Welcome, Bagiti.
Thank you. How are you doing, Bill?
I am doing very well, and thank you for taking time to come into the studio with
us. Thank you. It's good to be here, and it's a beautiful studio and beautiful day, and just looking forward for the event tonight.
Right, yes, the event tonight is at 8 p.m. at Godfrey Daniels this evening, right on the south side of Bethlehem, and it'll be the Bagiti Kumalo Band featuring his wife Robbie Kumalo, Robbie K on vocals, who you've heard behind our microphones many times. And if you were at the WDIY Winter Blast last February, you heard her performing there, and she performed a little jazz cabaret in recent weeks as well. So and both of them are now residents of Bethlehem. Bagiti in particular is very famous for being Paul Simon's bass player, and in particular being the bass player going way back to the Graceland's album recorded in, what, 1986?
1986.
Tell us the story of how you came to be involved in that, and then your involvement since then, your ongoing long-term involvement with Paul Simon.
Wow, man, it's just a long journey, but how I got involved when Paul Simon came to South Africa, for a visit, because somebody gave him a tape of the music of South Africa, and then he went to South Africa, started to put the band together, called all the musicians to play on the record, and I was one of those guys. And then the tape that they gave it to him was the track that I played the bass on, the traditional Sotho group, the one they recorded, The Boy in the Bubble. So that's how I got involved on that session. And then we started having fun in the studio, jamming, playing all different grooves, and Paul loves everything. And until he said, hey, you know, we're going to have to take you back to New York, finish the rest of the tracks. And I could not believe. I thought he was just making this up, but
it came to pass.
Yes, and I was very, very excited. Then, too, I was ready to just visit the world, because I've been practicing a lot of time and playing with a lot of groups in South Africa, but I just needed to branch out and play with different people.
Just mention one or two of the people you had been playing with in South Africa. Any people we would know?
Yes, I played with Miriam Makeba.
Wow.
And the late Miriam Makeba, and I played with Hugh Masekela. Play with a group called Stimela, Ray Peary, and Tsepo Tsulo from Sankomote, like well-known, famous group, and All Around Us. He was the old blind musicians, and I played with just pretty much everybody in South Africa.
Yeah, so basically mixture of combinations of jazz and South African music, and South African influenced jazz.
The jazz is a very big influence to South African musicians. Because, you know, I remember back in the days, my uncle used to play like Count Basie and Duke Ellington big band music, because he was a saxophone player.
Yep.
So I started to really know about this music. And of course, things were a little bit difficult in South Africa too, because they couldn't record the traditional music because of, I guess, the tonation was a little bit off, and so the record company wouldn't like to do that.
Yeah.
So the music I grew up listening was pretty much American music and British music, and very little of South African, music, except the traditional music that people, they go around the streets and singing all the gospel and playing the African drums. But that music wasn't recorded, maybe now, but back then, no.
Okay, so you've been working with Paul Simon basically ever since then, right?
Since the Graceland, since 1986 until now, and we're still going. We just came back from a tour. First we did the Graceland, the 25th anniversary tour, and then we went back out to go to do some blues festival in Europe and Asia with Paul. And then after I came back, then I had to go out with Derek Trucks, the Tadashki band.
Yep.
And I just played on their record, which is also coming out August 27, I think.
So he's quite an amazing musician.
He's unbelievable. Yeah.
a real good understanding both of African music and of Indian music as well, right?
Yeah, he's just a brilliant musician. I mean, he's just got everything great and just good people to work for. And Susan was great. Everybody was wonderful. Great band.
So was that's on a new recording, or was it just a series?
This new recording, the one that's coming out soon.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sure we will be playing that on the air here at DIY. I'm sure we will be.
Yeah.
And the last album that you did with Paul Simon, and the name has just temporarily gone out of my head. We played it enormously for about a year on this program.
Which one? The one that just came out?
The one came out probably a year ago or thereabouts, and the title has gone from my mind.
Yes.
There was one track that had some beautiful.
It's not Surprise Record. Oh my goodness! Now I'm shut down. Yeah, but I didn't play bass on that record.
Okay.
There's no bass, but he told me that, you know, I can come up with bass parts every time we play the show, so that it's not boring, so I can write bass lines.
So bottom line, it's a pleasure working with Paul Simon, and you're still enjoying working with him.
Yeah, he's like my teacher, you know, just teach me how to understand about music, because he's a great story writer, you know, and a good composer. He has written a lot of songs, and just an amazing musician. And I feel so honored to be still playing with him, because, you know,
he's
a brilliant guy.
Okay, and we all have a chance to hear Bagiti this evening. Godfrey Daniels, 8 p.m. this evening, right here on 4th Street on the south side of Bethlehem, and it promises to be a tremendous evening. Let's take a listen to another piece of music. And Bagiti, you selected Ulwandle?
Ulwandle, yes, because we're going to play that tonight too, with the very less musician, but it's going to be great.
Okay, let's take a listen to Ulwandle from Bagiti Kumalo. Thank you. Ol Wanley, the sea, and obviously we could hear the sea at the intro and the outro there. Wow, that has some power and movement to it. A beautiful, beautiful flying bass work from Bagizi Kumalo, whose album it is, San Bono, at the album title. Bagizi, tell us what you'd like to about that piece.
Oh, man.
Your composition?
Yes, that was my composition, and I got great musicians playing on that record. It was Mark Egan, another bass, fretless bass. He plays the fretless on that track.
Played with Pat Metheny a long time, I think, right?
Yeah, he played with Pat Metheny. Mm-hmm. And then also I got Mark Ledford, who's now late. He's doing the vocal, the chant towards the end, mm-hmm. with the breathing Just great, great, great people. And then Kelly Manucci from the Special Effects. That's the one who was playing that amazing acoustic guitar.
Nice.
On that one. And then the first one, Zululand, was Steve Kahn and I guess Don Alice playing some percussion.
All right, I can see Robbie. Robbie has something
to Robbie
say.
Singing and
Robbie was on vocals on that one?
Was on vocal, both the Zululand
and some of our friends from Lion King also were singing on Ol Wanley also.
Yeah, some of the Lion King girls from South Africa.
All right, that was Robbie Kay joining us, and she will be on vocals tonight with the Bagizi Kumalo band at Godfrey Daniels this evening, 8 p.m. this evening. Bagizi, you were telling me you performed last night in Brooklyn, and it was a celebration for Nelson Mandela's 95th birthday.
Yes, it was a very special night. You know, we played to celebrate the birthday of Nelson Mandela, and we played at Madiba Restaurant, which is a South African restaurant. Great food. If you're in Brooklyn next time, stop by there. Mm. It's right on Teacup and Carlton. And yes, it was a celebration of Nelson Mandela. And this man has been great, not just for South Africa, but for the whole world. Yeah. And, you know, and also we just keep our prayers and for him to get well, you know. Brilliant man. So it was an honor last night to play for him.
Yeah, I'm sure it must have been. You had a big turnout?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
It spilled over into the streets. The traffic was stopped.
I mean, it was a lot of people.
And then we lit lanterns for Nelson Mandela. So about 50 paper lanterns went up into this hot, fantastic summer sky. He has to know the world is thinking of him.
Mm. I trust you will probably dedicate something this evening as well, more than likely, right?
Yes, well, this whole week it's about him, you know, because he did so much for us, you know, for me growing up and born in South Africa. He struggled for my freedom in South Africa until, you know, and I learned from him to be really, to work hard and not just wait for things to be given to me. But that's why I took my music to another level. Because of people like
his
him
example.
And Desmond Tutu and all the greatest
and
people.
And you've had a chance to play for Nelson Mandela.
And then I had a chance to play for him.
For many years.
And then too, you know, we used to do like, you know, events just to raise funds and so that they can talk about him. And when Winnie Mandela was still in power. So I did a lot for them. And then until I left after I joined the Paul Simon Band, so I left. But it's such a great thing to celebrate this. Yeah. He's a brilliant man.
And we have the honor of you now living right here in Bethlehem for the time when you're not on the road. But so tonight you're actually performing here in Bethlehem for us. And I think you have a somewhat new band tonight. So we said Robbie will be on vocals tonight, but you have two other new musicians.
I have two other musicians, which is tonight this band is like the family band because the guitar player, his son, he's playing drums for us. He's young, you know, I mean, he's got a lot of work to do, but you know, it's always great to give the young people opportunity, you know, so they can really learn, because that way, you know, they'll get to a good place. Right. But if they don't play with people who've been there, who are professional, then, you know, sometimes they don't know if they're doing the right thing or not.
Right. And the
he's a good kid, and so it should be fun. And his name is Jan Ponte.
Mm-hmm. And
his dad is Wiso Ponte.
And his dad is on guitar, right?
Yes, he's a great guitar player. He played with some other great musician, a friend of mine, Abel Laboriel.
Mm-hmm.
And then also he's involved with the church here in Bethlehem.
Yes, he's a top producer in Latin Christian music.
He's a Christian music, great producer guy, and wonderful musician.
Plays electric and acoustic?
He plays electrics and acoustic.
All right.
And he's a left-handed, so he's got a lot of good stuff.
Okay, there's been some fine left-handed guitarists. I certainly haven't. Mm. And you'll be playing electric basses, but fretless. And
I'm going to be playing my... all these instruments are my custom-made. The five-string from Rob Elric Basses in Chicago. And then the Washband, which is the Washband B20 that I recorded on the Graceland album. So I'm going to be playing that. I'm going to be playing also another one, which is a ukulele, fretless, small bass that just now they're releasing them so people can buy them by the Bagiti Kumalo BK series.
Oh, nice.
It's a uke bass. So I'm going to, you know, just play around. And then I got the kalimba that I'm going to be playing tonight as well.
Ah,
and,
beautiful, beautiful.
And then some percussion. So we're just going to really have a good time with everybody and just give them a beautiful Friday evening. And also, we're going to ask them to sing a lot of stuff. So I hope everybody will be ready to do some vocal with us.
All right, get your vocal cords in shape for tonight. Robbie, you'll be playing a little bit of percussion as well?
A little bit of piano, a little bit of percussion, and the magic of music usually takes over when we're on stage together, so you know.
you certainly bring the magic on stage, no two ways about that, none whatsoever. All right, let's take a listen to, we're going to move on to the album In Front of My Eyes. Bagiti, you recorded back in 2000, right?
Yes, that's right after San Bonani. And then that one, I got very inspired because my wife, she was pregnant. And so I wrote that one for my daughter, Didi, who's now, she's a just brilliant musician. She plays viola, violin, bass, piano, drums, just everything she can. She
Both
one time
kids.
She just she just surprised me. She was playing the sitar, you know, and I'm like, how did you learn the sitar? And then she's... I mean, just unbelievable kids. And both of our daughters, they play. And then the old one, she plays trombone, euphonium, piano, bass, guitar. She sings, you know, just everything they can pick up.
Will they be there this evening?
You know what? We try
Possibly.
To really
not to.
Yeah, you know, they like to stay home and watch their program on TV and just... Yeah. You know, but that album, In Front of My Eyes, was something that was very special for me because, you know, like growing up in South Africa, really, you're not there when your children are born. They send you, you know, to go and visit your family or your friends. But here I was involved from day one to
and
the end.
With our first daughter, he was on tour. She was actually born in Japan, where he wound up being before she was born here.
Yeah,
so
well,
speak.
Yeah, because too
so
when
he wasn't there, but
it was
the
early
one.
Morning,
yeah.
You know. And then, but I had to catch the flight to Japan because I was on tour with Jonathan Butler, and
so he missed that birth. But the second birth was in front of his eyes.
No, this one, I said, you know what? I'm just gonna see this. You know, this is gonna be the greatest experience. I was so nervous, I couldn't sleep all night long drinking coffee. But
yeah,
but it turned out to be a great thing, and she's just beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a listen to then from In Front of My Eyes. We're gonna listen to the piece Sangoma, and I think there's some nice South African accordion on this piece, right?
Yes.
Okay, Sangoma from Bagiti Kumalo.
And it means witch doctor.
Ah, thank you.
Seba yeza,
Was Sangoma from In Front of My Eyes by Bakiti Kamalo, and one of the three vocalists on there, Robbie Kamalo, who will be performing with the band this evening at Godfrey Daniels, 8 p.m. this evening at Godfrey Daniels. And Bakiti and Robbie are still in the studio with us, and we've been talking a lot about the music, and let's just talk a bit briefly how you came to move to Bethlehem, and how you're enjoying living in Bethlehem, and the other things that you're doing here in the Bethlehem area in addition to the concert tonight.
Robbie can tell you a little bit about that, and because she moved before me. We used to live in Long Island, so she left me for 2 years, and I was still in Long Island trying to get my house sold and everything.
You're
and
mostly on tour.
And then
really.
Touring, between the touring and,
But I moved here first for some grant funding from an organization called Pennsylvania Performing Artists on Tour. And it kept me a little busy while he was on tour. And then I fell in love with him. He, every time he would come to visit, he was like, this is really great here. I'm like, you should live here. But we were selling our house, so it was kind of just the timing of selling the house and touring.
Yeah, I was sad, when they left, because, I had friends there in Long Island. I created a friend community, whatever. And then when she said, we're moving, and I said, what about my friends? She says, you know, you make another friend. So, yeah, I was kind of sad. And then I sit in my basement, play the bass, and I said, man, I have no friends. Because usually I used to get away from the house and go to my friends. But now I'm, like, exposed, you know.
But yeah, but now you're discovering there's so many good musicians in the Lehigh Valley to become new friends.
And yeah, so yes. And then I had to find some other things to do here. I did a guitar clinic at the Guitar Center. Yes. And then the neighbor is a great...
Wiso, our guitarist tonight, Wiso Aponte, is our neighbor. So
wow. Now I have two friends. three friends. I need more.
And you have a studio right on the Sunning Courtyard. Is that where you're doing some teaching now?
Yeah, I have a studio or a basement.
He likes to teach at home.
Basement. So. And so I teach then. And also I teach to, you know, record, use the Pro Tools and Logic. But I got some great student, you know, young bass player, Paul, and then I got Mr. Stefko. You know, so I need more student. And anybody wants some really crazy bass technique, he's slapping, fretless bass work, harmonics,
the Graceland warm-ups, style.
Warm-ups, you know, yes, all kinds of stuff. Please, you know, go to my Facebook.
Absolutely. Wow, the opportunity. Yeah, your Facebook?
Your name, Bagitti Kumalo.
Bagitti Kumalo, which is B-A-K-I-T-H-I. Last name, K-U-M-A-L-O.
What an opportunity to learn from a bassist like Bagitti. So, yeah, that's great that you're available. You're making yourself available in the community here.
Yeah, I want to do more here. I mean, this is such a great community. And then also Pennsylvania, I mean, it's known as, place for great musicians. Michael Brecker, Randy Brecker, Anthony Jackson, Stanley Clark.
Yep, Dave Liebman up the road from us here.
Dave, you know, and Gerald Veasley, all my friends, and Victor Bailey, you know.
So all bass players.
This is like a bass city, bass state.
There's an amazing amount of good musicians, yeah, there really is. Yeah.
And this needs a saxophone player. Yeah.
Any other performances coming up? Will you be at Music Fest at all, or anything else happening in the area?
I'd love to. If they can call me, I'd love to play. But hopefully next year.
Not this year, but maybe next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been at Music Fest for a couple of years.
Yeah, we played. Did we do the last one?
I think so. You know, it's always based on his touring schedule.
Right.
And it's really, you know.
Hey, so we're lucky tonight we get you at Godfrey Daniels in a small venue, and even you're doing Music Fest, the opportunity tonight.
I'm looking forward for this. I know because Robbie, she used to talk to me about Godfrey Daniels that day, you know, next time come hang out there. But, you know, after tours, I don't like to go out and hang out. I just want to stay at home because, you know, my job is to hang out anyway.
Okay.
You know, so when I'm home,
trash.
I just want to stay, like, you know, in front of the TV. But, I'm really looking forward, and it's going to be fun.
Okay, we're going to go out from having you in the studio here with another piece from your In Front of My Eyes album, and it's Ntombi Dance. Any comment on that track?
Ntombi Dance, it's about, asking a beautiful lady to dance.
Okay.
You know, because in our South African tradition, there is special dance kind of thing. So you like, lady dance.
Robbie, you'll be leading some dancing tonight, right?
Yeah. Dance tonight.
All right, we will be up dancing, I hope. I hope the space we can dance. Okay, let's go out with Ntombi. You pronounce it.
Ntombi Dance.
Thank you. Okay.
And we might play that tonight, too.
That would be great
if
you do.
Get all the ladies dancing.
Okay. This is, again, Bagitti Kumalo, and from the In Front of My Eyes album, Ntombi Dance. Thanks for being in the studio with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you.
Song by Bakithi.